Firstly, I just want to say I've made a huge sacrifice being here today. I should have been in St. Martin's tea rooms having breakfast with my mother. No, not my wife. Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. Nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others. Eat anything sold in the meat market without raising questions of conscience, for the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. If some unbeliever invites you to a meal and you want to go, eat whatever is put before you without raising questions of conscience. But if anyone says to you, "This has been offered in sacrifice," then do not eat it, both for the sake of the man who told you and for the conscience sake. The other man's conscience, I mean, not yours. For why should my freedom be judged by another's conscience? If I take part in the meal with thankfulness, why am I denounced because of something I thank God for? So whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jews, Greeks, or the Church of God. Even as I try to please everybody in every way, for I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
Well, thank you, Mickey. That's a passage that helps us in thinking about how we make decisions. And before we look at this passage, I need three children to help me up front. Are there three children who would be willing to help me up front? Okay, one right over there. Yeah, come on up. One there. Come on up. And one there. Come on up. Fabulous. Come on up, ladies. Lovely. Now, I need you to help me. Can you stand right here? Fabulous. You stand right here. Okay, and if you can stand right here. And can I have you come over here, all the way over here? Right there. Perfect. Thank you. Do you feel a bit apart from the rest? Yeah, don't worry. It's okay. Now, can you hold this sign right here? Okay. Can you hold this sign right here? And can you hold this sign right here? Okay. Now, let's just find out who everybody is. Can you tell us, what's your name? What's your name? Florence. And what does your sign say? Now, you aren't me, but you're holding a sign that says me, right? Fabulous. Lovely. Okay, what's your name?
Isabella.
Isabella. And what does your sign say?
Other.
Others. Yeah, okay. And that describes other types of people, other people. Okay, and now we're going to go all the way over here. And what's your name?
Hannah.
Hannah. Okay, I don't think I'm on. That's probably why we can't hear you. So let's try again. Hannah. Okay, and Hannah, what does your sign say? Do you know? No, it says God. Now, you're not God, are you? No, you're just holding a sign that says God. Thank you, Hannah. Now, in making decisions, oftentimes when we make a decision, the first thing we do is we think about, what do I want? I'm going to make a decision. I want to do the thing that I want. So oftentimes what we'll do is the first person we'll think about is who? Me, right? And then and only then, sometimes occasionally, we'll think about how my decisions might affect other people. You know, I'll say, oh, well, I want to do this, but it might affect other people. And oftentimes, we just kind of forget about God altogether. Or maybe we rationalize it later and say, oh, well, God maybe wanted me to do that thing. Now, is this the right order in terms of making decisions? No, not really. And so we need to change things around. Ladies, what do you think? Which order do you think it should be? Which should be first?
Jesus.
Do you think Jesus first? Isn't that the Sunday school answer? And it's wonderful. So let's move you back over here. Okay, let's go right here. And now what should be second, me or other people? You think me? Okay, maybe. Maybe what I think that we're going to look at our passage and we're going to see actually that other people come before me. Okay, like that. And so it's funny, in our house we have a bit of a house rule, and it's a good house rule, moms and dads, if you want to use it, which is we put God first, then we put other people, and then we put ourselves. And we're going to be looking at that in this passage that we're looking at today. Now, the first thing we're going to think about is putting God first. And if we look in our passage, in verse 31, it gives us a key verse to understanding how we can put God first. This is what verse 31 says. It's on the screens behind us. It says, "So whatever you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." This verse is fabulous because it's key for helping us make any decision. So when we're thinking about doing something, maybe it's having a conversation with someone, or maybe it's watching a movie, or maybe it's doing something in secret. We can ask ourselves, does doing this thing glorify God? Does it bring God glory? But of course, that raises the question, what does it mean to glorify God? And I thought what we could do is maybe ask some of the adults to help us now. So adults in the room, if you have an idea of what it means to glorify God, can you just raise your hand really quickly, and I'll go to you with the microphone, and we'll just get a couple answers. It doesn't have to be the whole answer. But what does it mean to glorify God, if you've got an idea? Adults, quickly raise your hands. Oh, Debbie's got an idea. Fabulous. Thank you, Debbie. The first person's always the hardest person to get talking. So what does it mean to glorify God, Debbie?
To be much like Christ.
To be as much like Christ as we can. That's a fabulous. So if we look like Christ, we'll glorify God, won't we? What's another way that we might glorify God, adults? Any other ideas? Oh, yeah, Emma. Thank you. Pastor's wife. She has to answer, doesn't she? To make God's name great, to make people know His name and to think He's wonderful. Absolutely. Other ways that we glorify God? Ah, Lee, fabulous.
God is in charge.
Acknowledge that He's in charge. I'm not in charge, but He's in charge. That's a great way to glorify God. Absolutely. Oh, John. Yeah, fabulous. John's an elder, so we need to listen.
To pray to God for His will to be done.
To actually seek His will in our lives and to pray to Him, to acknowledge Him in all that we do. These are all fabulous ways that we glorify God. I was thinking about it this last week, and I came up with a little definition for glorifying God. Let's put it on the screens. I think we've got it there, don't we? Glorifying God means to feel, think, and act in a way that reflects God's greatness. To glorify God is when we make His name great in the world. So that when people see you, they see how good and wonderful God is. So one way that we glorify God is by appreciating Him and enjoying Him and telling other people about Him. And so we might ask ourselves the question, if I have this conversation, will other people enjoy God through me having this conversation? Will I enjoy God through this conversation? Can other people appreciate God through the things that I'm saying and the things that I'm hearing? Another way that we glorify God is when we worship God by giving Him our love and affection. So we might ask ourselves the question, as I'm watching this movie, can I love God through watching this movie? Can I worship God through watching this movie? Another way that we glorify God is by being obedient to God, by doing what God says, by putting Him first, by recognizing that He's in charge and not me. And so we might ask ourselves, when I'm thinking about doing that secret thing, is that secret thing something that is obedient to God? Does it follow God's word? Is it obedient? Now, after glorifying God, the next thing that Paul says in our passage is that we need to look out for the good of other people. And this comes up in lots of places in our passage. So, for instance, in verse 24 of 1 Corinthians 10, Paul says, "Nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others." So we want our actions to be good for other people. And in verse 32, Paul warns us not to cause anyone else to stumble. And so we want to make sure that our actions don't cause other people to be sinful. And finally, in verse 33, Paul says that he tries to please everybody in every way, but he's not seeking his own good, but the good of many so that they might be saved. And so when we think about doing something, we need to think, will this lead other people to hearing about Jesus and being saved by Him? So before we decide to engage in a particular conversation or watch a particular movie or maybe do something that's a bit private, we need to ask ourselves, is this good for other people? Will it lead people to sin? Will it lead people to Christ? And we need to ask all those questions before we go off and just do something. But, you know, it's interesting. If we've determined that, yes, something does glorify God, and yes, it might lead to the good of others, we need to ask a final question. Is it good for me? Now, I'm free to do whatever I like, but not everything is beneficial. So can I eat 5 ice cream sundaes in a row? Yeah, I can, but it might not be good for me. Okay, and so we need to ask ourselves, is it good for me? And as we make decisions in life, these three questions will help us make any decision. Does what I want to do glorify God? Does what I want to do, is it good for other people? Does what I want to do, is it good for me? And if I can answer yes to all those questions, I should go for it. But if I can't answer no to any of those questions, I shouldn't do it. As we think about this for ourselves, we're going to stand and sing a song. It's called, To God Be the Glory, Great Things He Has Done. It's an old hymn, but it reminds us of who God is and what He's done, and it reminds us to put Him first. Ladies, I want to thank you so much for being so helpful. You've been fabulous sign holders. Very, very good. Y'all can go sit down, and we're going to sing now. Does that sound good? So the music group's going to come up. We're going to stand, and we're going to sing together. Let's do that now. You can ask with any decision that we make. Now, in 1 Corinthians 10, Paul gives us an example of how this works. But the example that he uses is one that was set in the Corinthian church. Now, in Corinth, they had lots and lots of temples to false gods. And some of the Corinthians had come out of this false god worship into worshiping the true God of the Bible, but they were tempted to go back and worship false gods. And so you'll remember in our time in Corinthians that there was this whole issue in the Corinthian church where the Corinthians were saying, is it okay for me to eat meat that's been sacrificed at a temple? Which, by the way, was a really tricky thing in Corinth because most of the meat that was on offer in Corinth was sacrificed at a temple. And so the Corinthians were going, do we have to go vegetarian? Because we don't want to worship false gods, but we do like a hamburger. And so that was the question of the day. And Paul gave them this guideline that A, they had to glorify God, that B, they had to do the good of others, and C, they had to do good for themselves. And so they were free to eat the meat. But if there was someone there who might be tempted to fall back into idol worship, they maybe shouldn't eat the meat for the sake of the other person. And they needed to be careful because idolatry is real even though idols aren't. And we looked at that last week. But you know, it's funny, we don't have a ton of pagan temples that are sacrificing meat here in Jersey, but we still do have tricky issues on how to make decisions, don't we? And so what I thought we could do is use an example that's a bit of a modern day example, and Jack's going to help us out with it. Jack, can you come on up? Now, we're going to imagine that Jack here is a friend of mine who is not a follower of Christ. He doesn't believe in Jesus, and he doesn't follow Christ. Okay? And I want to reach Jack for Christ. I want Jack to know Jesus and love Jesus. I want to glorify God through my relationship with Jack. That's the goal. Okay? And Jack is a friend of mine, and I've gotten to know him a little bit. And Jack decides that he's going to invite me to his house. So, Jack, here you go. Can you invite me to your house? Can I come to his house? Now, I have a question. Should I go to Jack's house? Should I go to Jack's house? What do you guys think? Yes, no? Somebody says no. Somebody says yes. Who says yes? Give me a yes. Okay, how many no's? Okay, most people say yes. Now, here's the thing. It might seem fairly obvious that, yes, of course I should go to Jack's house. But I need to ask myself those three questions. Number one, does what I want to do glorify God? If I go to Jack's house, is there a potential for me to glorify God? I think there's a really good chance for me to glorify God by going to Jack's house, right? Because I'm bringing the good news of Jesus into Jack's house with me, and that's really good news. So that's a chance to glorify God. The second question, if I decide to go to Jack's house, is what I want to do good for others? I think there's a good potential that it would be good for others. I get to meet Jack. I get to meet Jack's mom. I get to meet Jack's brothers. I get to meet Jack's dad. I get to meet Jack's friends. There's a potential. I know that's me. Don't get too caught up in it. You know, but there's this idea that actually there's a real good opportunity to do good for others by going to Jack's house. So that might be check number two. The third question is this good for me? Okay, now we might have to be careful here. You know, is this good for me? Is this going to lead to me loving Jesus more and knowing Jesus more? One of the things I have to be quite careful about is that when I try to influence Jack by teaching him about Jesus, I need to make sure that he doesn't influence me too much by teaching me to run away from Jesus, don't I? So I might have to be careful with that third one, but I think that it might be good for me to share my faith with my friend who doesn't know Jesus. Because a lot of us are sometimes scared to share our faith with our friends who don't know Jesus, aren't we? So I think I can tick all three boxes on that question. But then let's say I get to Jack's house, and Jack says, hey, there's this brand new movie, and it's rated 18, I've heard, And it's got a lot of violence in it. Should be really good to watch. Should be fun. Lots of action. Now, that's a bit trickier, isn't it? Now, I'll ask those same three questions. Does what I want to do glorify God? Can I glorify God by watching a movie that has lots of violence in it? I've got some people going, maybe, I don't know, no. Is this good for me, for other people in the room? Maybe not. You know, you might be able to make a case for it, but you might not. Is this good for me? That's the tricky one. It might not be good for me also. Jack may say, oh, I've seen it 100 times. It doesn't bother me at all. But maybe you've never seen it at all. And you go, I don't know if I want to see that. So that's a bit of a trickier question, one that we have to ask these questions about and actually look for really honest answers. Now, that one's trickier, isn't it? The next one's not tricky at all. Let's say like I'm at Jack's house and he says, hey, do you want to do something that's a bit, oh, we dropped it. Do you want to do something that's a bit sinful? It's a bit naughty. You're not supposed to do it. Do you want to do that? Now, that one actually is a really easy question, isn't it? Because it's always a no. Because you can't do something sinful and glorify God, can you? You can't do something sinful and do good for other people. You can't do something sinful and it won't be good for, and it be good for you. So that's one that's an easy one. You can just say, no, I don't want to participate in that one. So the first question seems pretty easy. The last question seems pretty easy, doesn't it? It's that middle question that sometimes can be a bit tricky. Now, I set up the question a bit harder, but let's go back to that middle question. Let's imagine that the middle question is this. Hey, do you want to watch this movie with me? It's an action flick and it's a 15. You've never heard of it before. Should you watch it? Ooh, it's a bit trickier, isn't it? Not quite sure. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. You know, and that's why, actually, we need some help, don't we, in making decisions? I think sometimes we think we're all on our own, that we just make decisions all by ourselves. But actually, we need some help. That's why having the Bible with us is so very important, because the Bible tells us what God's will is, and we can learn from the Bible, and that'll help us make better decisions. But also, at the very end of our passage, you'll notice chapter 11, verse 1 was in there also. Paul told us to follow his example. As we make decisions in life, we may need to turn to Christians who are more mature than we are, who know Jesus just a little bit better than we do, and ask them for help. Ask them for advice. Follow their example in glorifying God and doing good for others and doing good for ourselves. Because sometimes we can make bad decisions when we make decisions all by ourselves. And so we need to be humble enough to be willing to make decisions with other people. That's why church is so very important. Church doesn't save you, but church is a great place to go to be with other Christians who are wiser and know Jesus a little bit better than you do, who can help you in making godly decisions that glorify God, that do good for other people, and that are beneficial for yourself. Jack, I want to thank you so much for helping us out. You've been very helpful. Thank you. And just full disclosure, Jack is my son. And so I will be going to his house after church. Now is a time in our time together where we're going to turn to the Lord in prayer, and Debbie's going to be leading us in prayer. I think that's the other big thing. As we make decisions, we need to always be turning to the Lord and talking to Him, asking Him to guide us in our decision making. And so Debbie will lead us now in a time of prayer.